Exercise 11, number 1.
Oh no, I've run out of checks and the rent is due.
Maybe you could get a cashier's check at the bank.
What is the man's problem? Two.
My roommate is getting married next month. I'd like to live by myself, but I really can't afford to.
Why don't you sign up on the message board in the housing office?
What is the woman's problem? Three.
What's the matter?
I can't register until I get my advisor's signature on my registration form, and as usual, I can't find him.
What is the man's problem? Four.
Can you give me a lift? My car's in the shop and I'm already late to work.
Sure. I'll drop you off on my way to class.
What is the woman's problem? Five.
Great. Professor Jones is using a different book this semester. Now I'll have to buy a new one.
Me too. My friend let me have a copy of the book he used last semester, but that won't do me any good now.
What is the problem that the man and woman are talking about? Six.
Sorry, I have to stay here until someone comes from the phone company to install my phone.
That's too bad. I wish you could go with us to the movie.
What is the woman's problem? Seven.
Excuse me, I need to exchange this sweatshirt for a larger size, but I can't find the receipt.
That's okay, since it's an even exchange. Just take the size you want and give me that one.
What is the man's problem? Eight.
If the university had childcare on campus, it would make my life a lot easier.
It really would. It must take a lot of time going back and forth to daycare all the way across town.
What is the woman's problem? Nine.
I need to get a different job. The one I have just doesn't give me enough hours anymore.
Have you tried the library? They're always looking for help.
What is the man's problem? Ten.
I've been staying up until 3 and 4 in the morning trying to get all my papers and projects done. I'm exhausted.
Well, you can't do that for very long without getting sick.
What is the woman's problem?